Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily.
BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel. Joe Ostrowski with you. Got Jake Hassan in the house. And when I say in the house, I mean downtown Chicago, our Score Studios. He's the host of Nickel or Dime. Jake, how many people are participating today?
That was a great question.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, I think you're answering your own questions.
Sweet.
As part of it. And then Paul Aspen will jump on as well. We'll all chime in here. It's a group effort.
We'll basically fade you, Joe.
That's fine. You can do that.
As one does.
You might be all right. Go ahead, jerk.
All right, let's get this show on the road. America's favorite game from your board operations manager.
Yes.
All right, talked about the Steelers earlier. Would you rather go a nickel on Pittsburgh to go under 6.5 wins? That's at plus 220. Or $1,000 the dime on the Bengals to go over 7.5 at plus 180?
Yes and yes. Steelers under 6.5.
That's not the game, Joe.
I'm doing both. I'm betting both. All right, if I have to do 500 on the Steelers, I will do that. If I have to do 1,000 on the Bengals, over 7.5, I will do that. But the one I slightly feel better about is Cincinnati. Over 7.5 at plus 180. Boy, if the Steelers go under 6.5 at a 17-game season, it's going to be hell to pay in Pittsburgh. But I think it's possible. But I'll go Cincinnati. I'll bank on Joe Burrow staying healthy this time around. Dime.
Does the fact that Tomlin has never had a losing season in Pittsburgh impact your thinking at all? I mean, it'll be one or the other. I mean, it's always been 16, so like he's had 3 or 4 8-and-8s.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and that will be the big story nationally. But no, it doesn't. I'm just looking at the roster. I don't like the way they're building it. I hated what they did in the draft last year. And by the way, they have some losses on that offensive line that we're not talking. It was a bad offensive line to begin with, and they did not upgrade the offensive line. So
the disrespect.
A lot of problems. A lot of problems.
You continue to slander the good name of Kendrick Green.
Jake Hassan, all-time Steelers fan. He is now going from a Bears podcast to a Steelers podcast.
Yeah, we're rebranding.
The Pro Football Focus has him ranked 31st offensive line.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, and that's how they're going to win games now. They're going to hand the ball to Najee Harris. Okay, have fun with that in that division.
He's just going to hurdle everybody. It'll be fine.
Yes.
All right. Would you rather go?
Wait. What? Answer.
My answer? I'm
you
not
guys
qualified
have answers?
Answer.
You go ahead, Jake.
And to Paul's point about Tomlin, like I have what happened with them last year, that epic failure, just the absolute crumbling that they had at the end of the season. I think you got to go under. They, like you said, Joe, they didn't get better.
I think there is disaster potential in Pittsburgh, like yep. Absolute disaster. I think the Bengals, a couple things could go right. But that's still, I mean, still what? They go maybe 2-4 in the division, maybe 3-3.
I'm asking for 8-9 to hit a plus 180 bet.
Yeah. If I had to choose one, I'd go under the 6.5. Okay. A little less risk, a little better odds.
Get it.
All anyway, right, Jake.
Would you rather go $500 on the Jaguars, big Jaguar show, big Jacksonville show, mm-hmm. plus 330 to make the playoffs? Or $1,000 on the Colts to miss the playoffs, plus 108.
I don't know the quarterback situation. I can't bet on something. It's tough.
Let's say it's Foles. Just say it's Foles.
The funny thing
that seems
is
inevitable.
Yes, but the funny thing is we talk about Foles after what we witnessed last year. Like it's like they're good. I was serious when Eric Eager laughed at me for Pro Football Focus earlier in the show, but I was serious when I asked him, is this version of Nick Foles better than Eason? Because I'm not sure based on what I saw in Bears games last year. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know that's a sure thing.
Yeah. Boy,
let's say, okay, or if it's not Foles, let's say it's like, I don't know. Let's say it's split the difference. 5 and 12. What's the middle of that?
Yeah.
6, 7, something like that.
They're probably going to miss the playoffs. But, like, we're also acting like we knew what we were getting in Wentz. We had no idea what we were going to get with Wentz. I want nothing to do with the Colts because I do trust the rest of the roster. Jaguars have a shot in a poor division, make the playoffs plus 330. We learned last year that you do not have to have a great record, even though the AFC is much better. Don't have to have a great record to make the postseason since they expanded it. Give me the Jaguars plus 330.
Yeah, I'd lean that way too. I'd go Jaguars as well. I mean, I'm not totally sold on the Urban Meyer jump to the NFL just being seamless. And it seems like that's, but they have some pieces on that O-line. I mean, obviously Trevor Lawrence, that's a big thing. I'm big, my guy, DJ Chark, obviously receiving leader.
That's
But I mean, the Titans have no defense and I'm sorry, Bud Dupree doesn't necessarily change that. So I think that division could still be there for the taking. So I'm with you. I'd go nickel on the Jaguars to make the playoffs at plus 330. Although I will say about the Colts, that O-line, like when you've got a strong O-line like that, and granted their left tackle situation's a little up in the air with Eric Fisher, but overall one of the better O-lines in football, that can cover a lot of warts. And
when we previewed the Colts season, Paul, something we talked about was one of their other receivers, in addition to T.Y. Hilton, finally stepping up because they draft one high every single year. Well, that's not going to happen with Eason. That's not going to happen with Nick Foles. So, yeah, there are a lot of reasons when you look at the trickle-down effect of missing QB1 to be down on Indianapolis. So, I mean, that wouldn't be a terrible bet on the Colts to miss the playoffs. It's nearly a pick 'em.
I'd go Jaguars too, just because I wouldn't count Ballard out on doing something crazy as far as getting a Jimmy G or somebody more qualified than Nick Foles.
Yep.
All right. NL Cy Young, Jacob DeGrom is still not pitching. But would you rather go $500 on DeGrom plus 900 for NL Cy Young or $1,000 a dime on one of these pitchers? One of them. Walker Buehler plus 300, Zach Wheeler plus 400. Kevin Gausman, same odds, plus 400. And then Burns or Woodruff at plus 450.
I mean, that's the list. That's where it's going to come from. It's a matter of picking out the correct one. So I would want better odds. I mean, Buehler to be the favorite right now, plus 300. I don't really agree with that number. But, hey, they're probably getting some Dodgers money on him anyways. Wheeler is your leader in war in the National League among starters. He just overtook DeGrom, who is right there with Wheeler, at 4-9. We know DeGrom is not pitching until September. We expect the Mets to still be in it. So he should make his return. He has 15 starts on the season. Maybe he gets to 20. What's the ERA? 108. The Ks per 9, 14.3, much higher than anybody else. I go DeGrom. If he can get to that number of 20, I think the voters are so in love with this dude and what he's accomplished this season. They're going to give him the award, and they're going to have a tough time choosing from the rest.
I think you got to go to Grom. It's history. Like, even if he comes back, if and when he comes back, it's history no matter what, how low his ERA is, how he just keeps getting better. I'm with you. I think as long as he could get to 20, it's his. But I would say out of the dime group, I would pick Gausman out of those. Out of the next group in the dime category, just because he's on the Giants, he's a big reason they are where they are, and narrative play too. This is the best he's ever been, and the Giants have just completely turned him into an ace.
So, two-part question. One, so I'm holding a Corbin Burns 15-1 ticket from early in the season. Does that have any chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's absolutely live.
I mean, I know.
Don't you think Burns has, if you kind of break it down, don't you think Burns has a better chance than his teammate?
Oh, yeah. I would think so. I would think so.
Yeah, that's live. If he goes on a crazy K run like he did earlier this year,
that's kind of what it would take.
Yeah, it probably would.
Okay.
Then nobody's caring about the Brewers anymore because that division's so done.
That was the second part of my question. Yeah. I feel like Gausman being in a pennant race, that could help him potentially. Burns.
You might see the Brewers sit guys as they continue to pull away. If you get down to that last couple of weeks of the season and they're a handful of games up, they might just say, all right, save him for the playoffs.
What if he's the K leader? Can he be the strikeout leader? I'd have to look at it. That might help him.
Research and development team is on it right now.
Yeah.
You know, if he is, if it's clear that he has more strikeouts than anybody else in the National League, that could get him the award, but it's going to be tough. It has, the ticket certainly has value, though.
We are on. Paul, are you on there or do you want me to get it?
I'm on it.
You, all right. Paul's on it. On, research and development is on. All right. So anyway, I think, I mean, Burns was awesome, though, and he's got great hair. All right. NL West. Would you rather go a nickel on the Padres 12-1 to win the NL West or the dime on the Dodgers plus 145?
I hate both of these. Can I say that I like Padres at 4-1 to miss the playoffs? But between these two options, I would also take the Padres at 12-1 to win the West, even though that makes no sense because that's how much I hate taking the Dodgers at plus 145 to win the National League. Not only will they have to face that NL West team likely early on. I mean, who knows? They might not even win the division. They could be dealing with...
This is to win the NL West.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is for the NL
My
West.
Computer says NL.
That's the NL.
Jake. For Dodgers.
Am I looking at the wrong... Oh. Dodge. Oh, I looked at the title. You're right. That's on me.
Yeah. The Dodge... Isn't that crazy? Plus 145 for the league?
Yeah, that's gross.
That's nuts.
I can't bet that. I'd have to go Padres just because I can't bet the Dodgers at plus 145.
I get it with the Dodgers, though. I get that price. I mean, so like, granted, the Scherzer and Turner acquisitions, like, it kind of makes sense. They're just so far and away better than everyone else.
But they might be in the wild card.
Yeah.
So, a couple things going back to Corbin Burns. So, he is 24 behind Gerrit Cole, although now with Cole out for at least a start, maybe. So, as far as strikeout leader in the National League, he is 13 behind Zach Wheeler.
He needs Wheeler to go down.
Yeah. Wheeler pitching today, right?
Are you a Phillies fan?
Yes.
I am. Okay. You know, like I was big into that 2008 Cole Hamels, you know, World Series team. I was a diehard Phillies fan until
I was big 13 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as much anymore. I've definitely leaned a little more NFL and being out of Philly a little bit. And I think part of it's being in the business a little bit too, just not as cheering a little bit more for bets than teams.
But, I hear you.
But so I'm not, you know, not devastated if they don't make the playoffs. But if they get in, you better believe I'll be cheering for them.
You're not like Joe G.
No, definitely not. It's funny, guys. Like, I was like, Joe G reminds me a little bit of me at like 23, 24, like Phillies fandom wise. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, focusing on the pennant, each one, would you rather go a nickel on the Mets plus 650 to win the NL or a dime on the White Sox plus 260 to win the AL?
Path-wise, I have to go Mets. The White Sox might get the Astros in the DS, and the Mets are probably going to avoid the NL West in the DS so they could take out the Brewers if they win their division. And then they'll deal with the team that comes out of that mess. So just because of the path, I would go nickel Mets.
But conversely, if the White Sox get past the, you know.
I know. They could avoid it. They could be the one. Vice versa. They could be the one. Sure. Yeah, I mean, the White Sox are clearly the better team, and the odds reflect that. But I'll go Mets. I'll go Mets. I'm thinking about DeGrom in September and October and – we'll see what Carrasco we get. Is Thor still coming back? I lose track of my setbacks.
Allegedly, yes. He's coming back in September as well.
Okay.
Yeah, allegedly.
That could be dangerous.
But that's also which Thor are you getting too? Is he going to take time to get back into form? You don't know which guy you're getting there.
Yep.
I also, this is how I know I'm not a diehard Phillies fan anymore because I could never see a scenario where I take the Mets in anything. But I would say I'd have to lean for the reasons you laid out. That NLDS is going to be, you know, kind of a toss up the Mets. And I do feel like it's a little contrarian because all of us included, and for good reason, are just waiting for the Mets to Met.
Right.
That was going to be my argument, actually. No matter what, when the Mets get to the playoffs, I have no faith in them to win any series, whereas the White Sox have just been so consistently good.
Hmm. What game is Lance Lynn pitching? One?
It has to be one. Has to be.
Is it? And how do you feel about that if you're a White Sox fan?
I think I'd rather trust Lance Lynn because he's, I mean, you're not going to go Giolito. So it's between Lynn and Rodon, and you Rodon has never been there.
You can go Giolito. He was your one coming into the year. What if he has a strong finish?
So what would it take, I guess, right? I mean, if Lance Lynn wins the Cy Young, how are you not starting him?
Yeah, you have to. Wait, are you going Giolito game three? Because you go righty-lefty?
Right?
Yeah.
And he's been up and down.
Seems like good problems to have, though.
Yeah,
it's not bad problems to have. I'd go Lynn for my money, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, probably.
That's just me. And I think Tony trusts his guy, too. He knows what he can do in the playoffs.
Go Kopech.
Do you trust Tony?
Go Kopech. I think you trust Tony at this point. He hasn't given you reason not to.
I mean, lately. That's it. That's the moment everyone's waiting for. Right. Is Grandpa going to come out in the playoffs?
All right. Well,
we're doing one more. Are we done?
We'll throw one more. We'll
throw
go quick.
Heat at him. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather go 500 on the Heat to win the title, 16-1, or 1,000 on the Lakers plus 370?
All right, I'm on record. I want nothing to do with this Lakers team. So as the second favorite at plus 370, that's a no. I'm going nickel on the Heat to win the title, even though I don't love the number at 16-1. You guys good?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll tell you on that. Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. Go with the Heat. Go with the great coach. Veteran roster. Sure. Why not? They've been there before. They can do it again. This is BetQL Daily. Coming up next, we'll bring in Vic Chalksey from BetQL. Get the model play of the day. And share...